The Trump administration cannot confirm how many families were separated at the U.S. southern border last year. Those are the findings of a new government report from the Office of the Inspector General. The report shows that the Department of Homeland Security lacked the ability to track all the children and adults who were separated during a six-week period during the zero-tolerance policy, and DHS officials knew they would not be able to keep track of the separations. But the agency did not address the problem for months. This new report builds on mounting lawsuits and concerns over the treatment of families. Lee Gelernt is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union. He is lead on a class action suit representing children separated from their families.
It confirms what we've learned through the litigation, that there was no tracking system, that they took little kids away from their parents, sent them across the country, and didn't bother to keep track of who they had separated. But I think one really revealing fact from the report that's new is that during a pilot program, they realized that they didn't have a tracking system in place. Yet instead of stopping the family separation program, they ramped it up into what became known as zero tolerance practice and started doing it to thousands of children, knowing that they didn't have a system to track. And I think the report highlights that point, and that's a critical new piece of information.
Why was there not a tracking system in place when they started this policy?
Well, I think that's, you know, the right question. I think some of it is just sort of deliberate cruelty, perhaps. Some of it could have just been incompetence.
When did DHS realize the problems they had on their hands, and what did they do about it when they did?
We are still working with DHS, to be honest, to try and get a tracking system in place. You know, we have not really been satisfied with what we know about the tracking system at this point or what information they're sharing.
So this was all happening during a six-week period last year under the government's zero-tolerance policy, as you said. Just remind us, what is that policy?
So zero-tolerance was the name they gave to the policy of systematically separating parents and children. What they said is they're going to start prosecuting every parent and taking the child away from the parent during the prosecution. It's the period where they ramped up family separations. But truthfully, what we've now learned, particularly in the last few weeks, is that the separation started well before that six-week period and still is ongoing.
So the report documented that the Immigration Inspections Program provided the Office of Management and Budget with estimates of 26,000 children that could be separated from their families because of the zero-tolerance policy. So how many kids were in fact separated?
So our latest numbers show approximately 5,500 that were separated. You know, we hope that that doesn't end up being a larger number, but this new figure that the report is releasing, that is shocking. And without the public outcry and without the court case, maybe it would have ended up being 26,000. This is really remarkable new information.
And how many children are in custody?
Hundreds, at least. But the government has not been providing timely, meaningful information. So we do not actually know how many children are sitting all by themselves in government custody at this moment.
So if you estimated 5,500 children separated from their families, where are they now?
We have gotten thousands of them reunited with their parents. Other families, we are still looking all over the world for the parent to see whether they've been reunited and whether they need help getting reunited. Others are in government custody. It's just a mess. We thought after the court's order in June of 2018, everything would be put to an end. And unfortunately, we're still talking about this, getting new information about what the government has done. And the program is still ongoing with more than 1,100 children having been separated since the court told the government to stop. This is really just one of these tragic, tragic moments in our country's history, I think.
Lee Gelernt is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union. Thank you very much.
Thank you.